makers of Nash Motor Cars. Kelvinator, builders of Kelvinator home appliances. Nash Kelvinator, one of America's great independent companies, welcomes you to the NK Musical Showroom, starring the Andrews Sisters. This is Harlow Wilcox, inviting you to listen to the music of the Andrews Sisters, Kurt Massey, Vic Schoen, and his orchestra. And in the Nash Kelvinator Green Room, tonight's guest is Al Pierce. And here are Kurt Massey and the Ambassadors and the Andrews Sisters.
Every time you're near a road, aren't you glad you've got a nose? And if the dawn is set to aren't you glad you're near a when the meadow lark appears, aren't you glad you've got your ears? And if God is singing to you, aren't you glad you're near?
You can see a summer sky, or touch a friendly hand, or taste an apple pie. Pardon the grammar, but ain't my friend.
And the new old crop is mine.
Aren't you glad that you were born?
It's what you got the whole day through. Aren't you glad
every time you're near a road,
aren't you glad you've got a nose?
And if the dawn is fresh with you,
aren't you glad you're you?
When the meadow lark appears,
aren't you glad you've got to live?
And if your heart is singing,
aren't you glad you're you?
You can see a summer sky or touch a friendly hand.
Well, Patty and Maxine and Laverne, we're sure glad you're you. We'll keep right on being glad if you girls will take another tune for that very special Andrew Sisters whirl you always give it.
All right, Harlow. Did you ever get that feeling in the moonlight?
Can't remember if I did or not. Remind me, Patty. Remind me.
Okay, Harlow.
Feeling in the moonlight, that wonderful feeling that you wanna be feeling. You're strolling in the park, the stars so bright above. You love somebody, but there's nobody there to love. If you ever get that longing of a moonlight, that wonderful longing. If you ever get that feeling in the moonlight, that feeling that says you wanna be here.
Waltz me around again, Patty.
Anytime you say, Harlow, except right now. Huh? Because now it's time for Kurt Morphy. Come on out and take your place at the romance counter, Mr. Owen, will you?
Kurt, what's the featured item in the Love is a Wonderful Thing department?
Wait and see, Harlow, wait and see.
Oh, what do you mean, Kurt?
That's a title, son. I say, that's a title.
Oh.
I shall be loving you through all eternity. But if you don't believe me, wait and see. My heart will still be true when stars on high have flickered out like little candles in the sky. And when the end of me has withered on the bough, I still will feel the same as I do now. These little words I know can never show how true I'll be. But if you don't believe me, just you wait and see. And when the evergreen has withered on the ground, I still will feel the same as I do now. Never show how true I'll be. But if you don't believe me, just you wait and see. Wait and see.
Waiting is over. Now America can see the car of tomorrow, a new kind of car. Yes, the big new Nash 600 is on display from coast to coast. The first car built on the basic ideas behind today's planes. It opens up a new era of driving pleasure and operating economy. In the big new Nash 600, you'll go farther on less gas, 25 to 30 miles per gallon at moderate highway speed. You'll enjoy maximum room and comfort. You'll be safer, because instead of having separate body and frame, the new Nash 600 is designed as a single unit of welded steel. Safer, stronger, 500 pounds lighter. You'll enjoy a smoother ride because deep coil springs on all four wheels float you over even the roughest roads. And you'll have a Nash Weather Eye conditioned air system to let you make your own perfect driving weather even in a blizzard. So see the new Nash 600 and Nash Ambassador. You'll be ahead with Nash. Now, three girls, the Andrews sisters, three boys, and a love song. A light romantic background and music for when lights are low.
If I could I could be with you, I'd love you long. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. be with you and love you so. I'm telling you true, I'd be anything but true if I could be with you. Just for a lifetime, if I could be with you.
That big green door with the big shiny star on the stage of our NK musical showroom leads to a very important room, the Nash Galvanator Green Room, our symbolic setting of the green room in every theater in the world, where the star waits for those most exciting of all words, you're on. We're almost ready to say you're on to tonight's guest. He's an old friend of yours, and wherever radios are played, sometime, somewhere, you're sure to have heard him. Our guest, Al Pitt.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Al, we all know the wonderful character you've created, Elmer Blurt, but maybe you can tell us, just what is a low-pressured salesman?
Yes, Al, how about taking us on a door-to-door trip with your characterization of Elmer Blurt, the person we always think of when we think of Al Pitt?
Well, I'd certainly be glad to do that little thing. First, I would like to say that being a fan of the Andrews Sisters for a long time gives me great pleasure to be a part of this program tonight. Now, if you'll pardon me while I get on my Elmer Blurt coat, and you'll give me a hat, we'll get going with the character. You people in the audience can realize that this is an easy way to make a living. Oh, gosh, yeah. Here is a friendly-looking little cottage all covered with roses. Look what it says in the little card wrapped on this door. Miss Hepzibah Heffelwaite. See, what a pretty name. Must be a nice little old lady. All lavender and old lace. I said her not kind of soft, so I won't startle the dear old soul. Sure hate to get her up out of her old rocking chair.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, whatever it was, it's sure gone now.
Why, you're blushing. You must be embarrassed.
No, I ain't. I'm Blurt. Elmer Henhouse Blurt.
Henhouse?
Yeah. When I was born, my pa took one look at me and flew the coop.
Silly boy. Well, tell me, what are you selling, young man?
A book, lady, and if you buy one, I give you a cake of soap free. I got two kinds, the hard and the soft kind. And as I said before, if you buy the book, I'll give you some of the soft kind for you. Well.
Really? But what kind of books do you have?
All kinds, lady. Cookbooks, storybooks, books on poems.
Poems? Oh, I love poems.
Yeah.
Would you read one from the book? Poor little old me.
I sure little old would, huh? But this one ain't in the book. It's a sampler.
Oh,
yeah, it's a teaser. This one's entitled The Bee. The bee is a bug with a buzz whose body is all covered with fuzz. It sure is funny how he makes honey. By gosh, I don't see how he does. You like that one, lady? I hope.
Well, I don't know.
You don't know. You know, I've been walking and walking, and I'm awful tired and thirsty, and it's hot here in Los Angeles. You couldn't loan a guy a glass of lemonade, could you, maybe?
Well, if you're thirsty, I'll get you a glass of milk. It's good for the blood.
Yeah, but I ain't bloodthirsty.
Oh, of all the dumb bunnies, if brains were soap, you wouldn't have enough to lather a mosquito.
Oh, yeah? I'd sure like to give you malaria once.
Tell me, have you always been a book salesman?
Oh, golly, no. Me and another fellow was in the photography business. But we made our pictures too good and went busted.
You made them too good?
Yeah. We got too much hocus pocus in the focus and it broke it.
Well, young man, I think I'll buy your book of poems. How much is it?
Oh, only 25 cents.
Very well.
You mean it? You're going to buy one, really?
Yes, I am. Here's happy, your quarter.
Happy me. As Columbus said, a sale. Lady, you're getting a bargain. I hope you appreciate that, because them books cost me 50 cents.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, if it costs you 50 cents, I don't see how you can sell it for a quarter.
That is right, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I don't sell enough to lose much.
Well, now, just a minute here. Let's get back to the soap. What about that soap I get free?
Oh, that is right. I almost forgot that. Do you want the hard or the soft kind?
Oh, I'll take the soft kind. Do you think it'll be good for my complexion?
Gosh. Let me take a closer gander at it. Oh, well, it says you do have a peachy complexion, fuzz and all.
Thank you.
Yeah, and mighty pretty wavy hair and pretty eyes.
Oh, thank you.
And the prettiest set of teeth I've seen all day.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and if I do say so ourselves, we've got a mighty cute, pretty, snappy figure, too.
Oh, go on. I'll bet you tell that to all the women.
Yeah, well, that's the soft soap I give away free.
And now, as a permanent symbol of the thousands of laughs you've brought people by way of Elmer Bliss, let me give you this model of the Green Room Door, the Nash Kelvinator Green Room Award for your outstanding contribution to the world's entertainment.
Thank you very much, Harlow. Good night, gal.
Good night, Al.
So long, everyone.
Now back to the Young Kane Musical Showroom and the Andrew Sisters.
She loved him completely in a true and endless way. Though he loved her sweetly, she would never name the day. When she became impatient with the fashion of the year, she'd look at him and cry through a tear.
Put that ring on my finger, by that golden wedding day. Put that ring on my finger, put that piece of paper in my hand. If you're anxious to linger, you will have to name your day. Put that ring on my finger, go and get the lights right away. You need the beautiful features and all come on in the night. Now let's hear one of those creatures.
Inside a new Kelvinator refrigerator, it's bound to be cold and continued cold. For constant cold is something you can always count on in a Kelvinator. That's because the Husky Polar Sphere Power Unit is the most dependable cold-making mechanism you've ever known. Completely sealed in steel, it's permanently oiled for years of quiet, trouble-free service. Economical, too. For under normal conditions, the Polar Sphere Power Unit runs only 12 minutes every hour. That means plenty of surplus power for the days when the thermometer goes soaring. This extra power and low operating costs are typical of the extra value you get in a Kelvinator. And there are so many others, like the five-way magic shelf and the oversized glass-covered vegetable crispers. Why not plan tomorrow to see the big new Kelvinator refrigerator on display at your Kelvinator dealers? And ask about the wonderful new Kelvinator automatic cook electric range and Kelvinator home freezers soon to come. Then you'll know why to get the best thing first. Get Kelvinator.
Don't make love to a baker. You wind up with your dough.
Don't make love to a tailor. Just a sewing say.
Don't make love to a gardener. He'll leave you up a tree. Darling, darling, just make love to me.
Don't make love to a doctor. He might be just a pill.
Don't make love to a lawyer. He might break your will.
Don't make love to a sailor. He'll lose you all at sea.
Darling, darling, just make love to me. No, I'm not knocking them. Everyone's all right.
But when they start to knock at your house,
that's where I put up a fight. So don't make love to a pilot. He'll leave you in the air. Don't make love to a
pilot.
He'll get into your head.
Don't make love to a warden.
He'll never let you free. Darling, darling, just make love to me. Just make love to me.
Darling, just make love
to me.
Kurt Masters, Vic Stone, the Ambassadors, and the Andrews Sisters, the entire company of our Nash Kelvinator Musical Showroom, get together on one of the greatest popular songs of all time. The ever romantic, ever rhythmic, Night and Day.
Summer sky is through, just a voice within me keeps repeating you.
Just about every new model on display in the Nash Galvanator Musical Showroom. So, from the Andrews Sisters.
Good night, folks. See you next Wednesday.
From Kurt Massey.
So long, folks.
And next week in the Nash Galvanator Green Room, in the showcase of the showroom, that pint-sized portion of real Scott, that 200-proof singer with a solid kick, Ella Logan.
We'll be with you each Wednesday at the
start. Nash, builders of Nash motor cars. Galvanator, builders of Galvanator home appliances. Nash Galvanator, makers of Nash motor cars, Galvanator and Leonard home appliances will be looking for you next Wednesday in the Encore Musical Showroom, starring the Andrews Sisters. The Kurt Massey, Dick Stone, and his orchestra and the ambassadors. And in the green room, Ella Logan. Until then, this is Harlow Wilcox wishing you good evening. This is CBS. Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Los Angeles, Columbia Station for Southern California.